Part 3, starting now. Babies have splendid feet. In fact, 95% of babies are born with perfectly normal, straight, undeformed feet. Yet it is difficult to find an adult or an adolescent whose feet are not either deformed to a greater or lesser degree, or showing some mechanical defect. Why should this change for the worse be so common? Part of the answer is to be found in the story of evolution. The feet of a wide variety of animals, including such diverse creatures as the elephant, the bear, the monkey, and man, have evolved from a common pattern. The arrangement of the bones is much the same, although in the different animals, the individual bones vary widely in size and shape. The process of evolution was slow and lengthy, but the environment within which the human foot is used has undergone extremely rapid changes, even within the last 100 years. And it is not surprising, therefore, that so many feet do not stand up to the stresses imposed upon them. Our feet are asked to do two very different types of work: to bear weight when we are standing still, and to move us along when we walk and run. The ideal design for a foot well adapted to weight bearing when standing still would be quite different from that designed as an ideal for walking and running. Primarily, our feet are designed for moving about, and it is when we stand still that they are under the greatest strain. Standing still is an unnatural activity indulged in only by civilized man. Because feet are meant for movement and locomotion, they have an arch on the inner side of each foot, and when they are called upon to bear the weight of the body, the whole foot tends to roll over inwards. Now, this can be seen by looking at the heel bone and the thick tendon at the back of the heel. In a good foot, the heel bone should be upright, and the tendon should be straight. But in many feet, the heel bone has rolled over and the tendon curves outwards. These feet used to be called flat feet because as the foot rolled over, the arch disappeared. While on the subject of arches, some good feet have quite high arches, other good feet have low ones. A baby has no apparent arch at all. Baby's arch is there all right, but it is hidden by a layer of fat. End of lesson 4.